T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, so Sherry, a leap in learning, I'm sure, has had a very interesting summer because of coronavirus, and you kind of have to be prepared for anything that's happening. Well, another new thing just happened on Friday. Governor Cuomo announced that schools can reopen for in-person learning, and I'm very curious to know, you know, parents, teachers, they're going to have to scramble to get their kids into some sort of childcare because they have a month. What's it going to mean for a place like a leap of learning here in Hamburg?
Well, so the Governor Cuomo announced that they are able to reopen the schools, but that doesn't mean that the children will be going back 5 days a week. Most schools have already announced that, you know, they're going to do a hybrid learning program where children may go a couple of days a week and then do some virtual learning for the other 3 days. And what that means for a leap in learning, as well as parents, is where are you sending your children those other 3 days? And for us, we have been reduced by OCFS and Albany to the number of children that we can accept into our programs and into a classroom. So previously, it was based on however many square feet you had. Each child, so a school-age child, you needed 35 square feet per school-age child. If you had an adequate space, you would be able to have 21 children in that room. That's no longer a possibility. Now the maximum group size is 15. So it's making it really difficult for us to help those parents and even continue assisting the children that we already have in our care.
So supply has already been lowered, but now demand increases. Yes. Is that basically how it goes? What are you telling parents in this situation then?
Well, I have been doing everything that I can to maximize our space. So we're sitting here in our conference room, and this is generally what I use to train our staff, to have staff meetings. We also have break rooms and other rooms. I'm scrambling to try to relicense space so that I can assist our families. That's our number one priority and goal here at A Leap in Learning, as to work with our families and provide them the assistance that they need all the time to be able to be great parents. And that means going to work, you know, earning a living, being able to pick up their children and spend quality time with them. And what's going on now with this hybrid learning, how's a parent supposed to get their children up? These parents are getting up at 5 a.m. They're taking a shower, getting ready, getting their kids breakfast, getting them in a car, bringing them to childcare, rushing to work, working all day long, 9-10 hour days, coming to pick up their children. Now they have to get them home, feed them, bathe them, and do 2-3 hours of homework with them. But how are you going to do that? So we need to reevaluate and restructure what we're doing with our school-age children so that we can help these parents by assisting them with the virtual learning here at A Leap in Learning.
Now, I understand, you know, you are trying to do the expansion effort, such as this conference room that we're sitting in here. But at the same time, you know, with this hybrid model, it's so interesting because it seems like it's such an inconsistent schedule. You know, normally kids would go to school 5 days a week. Well, now they'd be going Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday the next week. I mean, does that element, that hybrid model element, specifically make it that much more tougher to try to accommodate parents? Because, you know, they might not be able to take their kid to a certain place every day. And if they can't take a kid to a place like A Leap in Learning, that means that there will be a slot open that day. And then it just seems like it's so inconsistent, at least on my end. Am I right in that thinking?
You're incredibly correct. Right now, I don't know if you've seen the statistics, but you know, about 30 to 40% of childcare centers have already closed in our area due to COVID. Just like other businesses, they're just not able to make it and survive. We were lucky to be able to make it through with the support of our amazing families. And right now, we're in a position where you have to make a schedule. And if you, none of the children, so Hamburg School District, let's say, for instance, they aren't going to go to school on Wednesdays. No children go to school on Wednesdays. So now you have the whole elementary school population of children with working parents who have no care on Wednesdays. You have 30 to 40% less child care centers whose numbers are reduced. There's nowhere for these children to go. I heard that Frontier School District is now offering, they are bringing in a nationwide company that will be offering before and after school care and care on the days that the children aren't in school in their school. I think that's amazing. The costs are astronomical. So now we're putting another financial burden on these parents. It's almost like, do you remember when COVID started happening and you would go to Tops and you wanted to get chicken and it was like $25 for three chicken breasts? And you were like, is there a chicken shortage? What's going on here? It's the same thing now. You're going to start taking advantage of these parents because they have this need and we're gouging them. And it's just, it's not right. But if you can't go to school every day and be in the school every day, why can we bring these children into the school and provide care for them? To me, that doesn't make sense.
So is there any good to schools coming back, at least from your end on the child care perspective?
The schools coming back in their hybrid model?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I mean, there are children that school is their refuge. You know, school is the only place that they receive a hot meal. We live in Hamburg, so sometimes we don't really think outside of our little bubble and this beautiful area that we live in, and we think that everybody lives like us, and that's not the case. And even in our community, we have a lot of children that, you know, don't receive the attention that they need. And so who's been taking care of them since March? They have parents who are unemployed. They're being neglected. They're not being fed. They're not being socialized. And these are the children that when they go to school, school's able to reach out and get them the assistance that they need if they see that they're not in a good place. So bringing these children back to school is vitally important, not only for them, but, you know, for their development, you know, for the rest of their lives. It's really important. And then the children who do have amazing families to go home to, they still need that socialization. School's a big part of your development. If you look back at school, elementary school, middle school, all of those things, all of the lessons that you learned and the friends that you made, they don't have those same memories right now.
Gotcha. So. And, you know, it's interesting. You brought this up briefly, how a lot of child care centers have had to close down, highlighted it last week. But I am very curious to know just the overall coronavirus impact on a place such as A Leap of Learning. I know you already mentioned that you've had to cut down on your capacity here. But what are some other ways that it's really put a damper on the way that you can operate here?
I think one of the biggest ways, I mean, everybody focuses on financial, you know, but if we want to take that piece out, it's what we've been able to give our children as teachers and educators. They can't see our faces. And for an infant and a toddler, being able to see our mouths and the way that we mouth words and being able to hear the way that we speak to them is very important for their development. And this is greatly impacts them. So not being able to see someone smile, we can see the children, but they can't see us smile back at them. They only see your eyes, and you can only show them so much for your eyes. And I think the staff, I've been really lucky. We have amazing staff. They have remained positive and upbeat and excited to come to work. I mean, I have not encountered anyone who was like, I don't want to be here. I don't feel good about this. They have all been, they've gone above and beyond. I mean, we have fantastic people here. So I think for me, the biggest thing is just the children. And we've seen a lot of play. So when they do dramatic play, like our four-year-olds, they play the virus. Or, you know, when's it going? And they talk it out amongst themselves as they're playing. You know, are you going to get sick? I don't know. Are we? And they work it out. And it's really cool to, like, listen how it's affecting them and how they're together, you know, working through it. It's like almost a little mini therapy session in house center.
Awesome. Anything else you want our listeners to know about the childcare industry?
Or the unique challenges facing you?
I think that the support that the parents give the providers is great. We're really lucky here at A Leap in Learning. For the first 3 months, we had breakfast brought every morning, lunch brought. I mean, parents were constantly bringing things. They're forever sending emails thanking us. The things that they do for the staff to let them know that they appreciate them really means a lot. And I think that it kind of rejuvenates the staff every day and makes them excited to be a part of their lives. So.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.